This is Radharas Sudaniti, May 11th, 2010. We're studying this text 26 about the qualities, guna mahima of Radharani, how she's the quintessence of everything. Quintessence means sara. We discussed how she's the lavanya sara, and rasa sukhaika sara, and karunya sara, so compassionate. Now we're discussing her madhura chavi. Madhura chavi rupasara, how she's the essence of beauty, madhura rup. And there's some entry from Vidagdha Madhav, Act 7, describing her sweetness of her beauty. And Radharani's list of 25 qualities, the first quality that's mentioned is actually madhura. Madhura. And it's explained of her 25 qualities. Madhura means Radharani is sweet, madhura, incomparably beautiful in appearance. Prabhupada explains in teaching Lord Chaitanya, he defines madhura as Radharani is sweetness personified. Personification of sweetness. And when we say madhura chabi rupa, chabi of course means a luster. The luster of her sweet form is the essence. It's her luster and her sweetness and her beauty. And Sanatana Goswami describes that she's very sweet. This description here is basically an elaboration of that first quality, guna of Radharani, madhura chabi rupasara. Rupa Goswami describes this in Vidagdha Madhava. Nitam te punar uktatam brahmarake kasturika pachakam netrabhyam ifali kritam kuvalaya twandvam chakarnarpitam hasascha smita kanta kanti viralam pistanu peshi krita kim radhe tava ma mandanena nitaram angerasi jyotita. Krishna is glorifying Radharani's sweet beauty, madhura rupam, madhura rupasar. Oh Radhe, the beautiful musk pictures or kasturi pictures drawn on your forehead, they follow the beauty or repeat the beauty of your curly locks. Those are kind of the design, the beautiful vines and leaves and of this kasturi or musk designs painted right around his hair. They kind of follow the natural curve of little hairs on her forehead. Her naturally glowing, Radharani's naturally glowing bluish curly locks are like blue are more beautiful than blue lotus flowers. Oh, there's also blue lotus flowers decorating ears, but they can't compare the beauty of Radharani's eyes, which are even more famous than that. And then Krishna goes on. Krishna, in this verse, he's glorifying Radharani's eyes and this face and the designs on her face and her ears. And the conclusion is, what's the point of all these decorations? Because your body is already so beautiful. Without the lotus flower, small lotus flower hanging over your ear, without the musk designs in your forehead, not necessary. So there's another meaning here to this madhura chavi rupa. And there's nothing, this is madhura rupa, she's the essence of madhura rupa. So what's the sweetest, madhura rupa means a sweet form, the form of sweetness. So what is actually the sweetest experience or the sweetest desirable object or experience that one would want in this world? And that is nothing but love. Love is the sweetest possession or entity. So it's explained that this form of Radharani's madhura, this lustrous chavi, madhura chavi rupa, this beautiful effulgent form of Radharani's, which is the essence of all beautiful effulgent forms, is not only beautiful because of its natural innate beauty that looks beautiful even without any ornaments. That's her rupa quality. The rupa means that natural beauty even without any ornaments. That's Rupa Goswami's definition of the word rupa, which we heard the other day. But what makes her body so beautiful is not only her external limbs and face and form of her actual divine form, but the beauty of her heart, which is exuding the most sweetest form of love, the essence of all sweet forms, the essence of all sweet things, which is the sweet love she has for Krishna. So this is what's being described. If anyone encounters this form of Radharani, he'll be blessed with praying without further endeavor. So then how do we experience a form of Radharani? We experience a form of Radharani by the mercy of Gauranga. By receiving the mercy of Gauranga, then that sweet form of Radharani appears before us in an accessible way. Because Gauranga came and moved everywhere among the people. Radharani never takes a step out of Vrindavan. She doesn't go to South India. She doesn't go to Bombay or anywhere. Or Benares or Kumbh Mela. But Gauranga was also carrying Radharani's beautiful, all Radharani's Madhura, Chali Rupasari. He was going everywhere, distributing that luster and that beauty and that sweetness of her love and the sweetness of her form. Kaviraj Goswami says that this is exactly how Lord Chaitanya spread the Sankirtan movement by his Sondarya Rupam and his Premam, by his beautiful form, his Madhura Rupasara, his form which is the essence of all conceivable or inconceivable beautiful forms, and the beautiful sweetness of his love, Premam. And he's still there. Lord Chaitanya is still moving village to village, distributing his sweetness and beauty of bhakti. Gauranga Seva, Gaur Seva, or bhakti to Gaur, or bhakti to Radha and Krishna, that one experiences that beauty, beautiful love of Radharani. That Madhura Rupa Sara, that beautiful sweetness and essence of Radharani's love, one experiences actually by surrendering to Krishna, which Radharani is the epitome of that surrender. We're trying to surrender to Krishna, we're trying to serve Krishna, and Radharani is the epitome of surrender and the epitome of service. So, and the degree to which we surrender and serve Krishna in line of Gauranga Mahaprabhu is that much we experience the sweetness of Radharani's form and the sweetness of her love. Madhura Chavi Rupasara. And this is mentioned by Jiva Goswami in his Krama Sandarbha. Since Krishna will be revealed to everyone who sees Mahaprabhu's luster that he took from Radharani. So the luster of Mahaprabhu is available in the Sankirtan movement from Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtan. That was the fifth of the essences, the quintessence of Radharani, which is similar to the first quality of Radharani. Now this next quality that's mentioned is the verse Vidugdha Sara. Everyone's heard of Vidugdha Madhav, which we just read from, which is a play about Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan. In this Vidugdha Madhav, there's different pastimes. There one is Vamshi Chori, one chapter is Radharani stealing Krishna's flute, and one chapter is the Gauri Tirtha Leela, Gaurikund, where Krishna disguises himself as the Murti of Durga. And Abhimanyu comes there with Kutila, hearing that just near the temple Radharani is meeting with Krishna. So they came there to catch Krishna red-handed. So we of course narrated that pastime in our Bhajyatra when we were in Govardhan at Surabhi Kund. We told the pastime because it's nearby Sankarshan Kund, Gauri Kund, which is a sacred place to Chandravali. So that beautiful pastime is in this Vidugdha Madhav. So Krishna's Vidugdha Madhav. Madhav's Vidugdha is clever, cunning. But Radharani's Vidugdhi Radha. And that's also one of, although it's not, it's one of Radharani's qualities. It's listed as quality number 12. Vidugdha. Radharani's Vidugdha. Transcendentally cunning. Jivadharma says it's cunning. Prabhupada says transcendental cunningness. And then Chaitanya Charitamrita says cunning. Cunning means, kind of a special cleverness. She's the essence of that. She's Vidugdha Sara. The essence of cleverness and artful expertise. Because Vidugdha not only means, because we have the word chatura. We heard chaturi, she was clever. That's like kind of like expert. But this cunningness, it also includes the kalas. She's cunning in the expression of different artistic talents. The way she, that's his artful expertise. So there's some, and Rupa Goswami has one poem in Stavamala called Premendu Sudha Sutra, talking about this quality of Radharani, Vidugdhi Sara. She's the essence of this cunning and cunning quality. It says there, Rupa Goswami writes, Vidugdhi Pratamacharya. Pratam means the first. She's the first acharya of cunningness. Vidugdhi Pratamacharya Charu Chaturya Charchita. She's Charu, she's very beautiful. And she's the essence that I wrote in my notes here. She's the first and original guru or acharya of the art of cunning and cleverness. So Krishna, of course, he's also Vidugdha Madhav. But how did he learn to be so cunning? He had a guru. And Rupa Goswami says, Radharani's a guru. She's a prema guru of Krishna. Ami shishyanat. I'm her disciple and I'm dancing. Natya. I'm dancing to the tune of my guru, the vina of my guru, the teachings of my guru, and prem guru, Radhika prem guru, Amishishinath. So cunningness is part of prem, expressing cunningness in the loving exchanges and the artful expressions of love. Radharani is the Vaidagdi Sara, she's a Pratamacharya, Vaidagdi Acharya. It says Vaidagdi is a beautiful phrase. This is in Rupa Goswami's saying that Vaidagdi Pratamacharya Charu Chaturya Charchita. And Radharani is the original first guru, the teacher of cleverness and dancing and all the other arts. So see, this cunningness means that also. And Baladevi Dibhushan, he explains also this concept. He says that Srimati Radharani, he also uses the same term. He uses the very same term. Vaidagdinam nrityadi nritya kalanam pratamacharya. So it's nritya adi, beginning with kalanam. There's so many kalana means that the name of the different arts, the different 64 arts, beginning with dancing. Radharani is the pratamacharya of cleverness. So this is one of her expressions of vaidagdi nature, is in dancing. Srimati Radharani is the original first guru. Radharani is so expert in all the arts of meeting with Krishna, including the art of seeing, the art of speaking, touching, blocking Krishna's advances, rasa dancing, water sports, boating pastimes, playing dice, drinking honey wine, feigning sleep. It's called chalak swapna. Chalak swapna means pretending to sleep. Radharani pretends to sleep, then Krishna starts speaking to the gopis. Oh, Radharani, like this. Radharani says, hey, what do you say? So, feigning sleep, pretending to sleep, pulling the edge of one's cloth, drinking the nectar of the lover's lips, and intimate union. So in these ways, Radharani displays that she's the Vaidagdi Pratamacharya. She's the original guru of all these clever arts, Vaidagdi Kala. Srimati Radharani ki, Vaidagdi Radha ki, Vaidagdi Madhav ki. Beautiful glorification. There's a nice translation here by our God brother also to this verse. I think, but there's a translation of this verse 26 from Radharasuta Nidhi, wherein Saraswati Pad is glorifying the Guna Mahima, the wonderful glories of Radharani, by listing all these different essences. There's six different quintessential qualities of Radharani. Lavanya Sara Rasa Sara Sukaika Sare Karunya Sara Madhura Chavi Rupa Sare Vaidagdya Sara Ratikeri Vilasa Sare. Actually, the Ratikeli Vilasa Sari this one, I think we just included that. It's all included in this same by Dugdi, Rati Kaili Vilasa Sari. I mentioned that she's expert by Dugdi, an expert in Rati Kaili, conjugal union. So this is translated, Radharani is the essence of all beautiful charms for Sri Krishna. Lavanya Sara, who himself is the essence of Ras. Radharani is thus the essence of his exclusive unending happiness, Sukhaika Sara. Sukhaika Sara. So she's the essence of Krishna's happiness. Radharani is the essence of sweetly effulgent radiance. And this is... That's the Lavanya, same thing, Lavanya. No, that is Madhura Chabi, the essence of sweetly... this is how he translates Madhura, what we're discussing. Madhura Chabi Rupasari. Radharani is the essence of sweetly effulgent radiance, which is the essence of her selfless compassion, Karunya Sara. So he combines his second line, Karunya Sara Madhura Chabi Rupasari. So her radiance is the essence of her selfless compassion. So in other words, Radharani, one of her essential qualities, her essential gunas, is her karuna. And as I mentioned, I believe I mentioned, that's also one of her 26 qualities. We've often heard this, of course, Karuna Mahi Radharani, that she's merciful. We mentioned that. Merciful. The word is Karuna Purna, same word, Karunya Sara. Karuna Purna means she's full of, she's made up, she's complete, saturated with compassion and mercy. Always merciful, always full of mercy. So this is being told here. And that mercy is effulgent. That mercy is enlightening. That mercy is purifying. That mercy is attractive. That mercy is purifying, like a light, like the sunlight. When the sunlight falls somewhere, it purifies the stool field of all the filth left there when people are passing. So the radiant, the essence, one of the essential qualities of Radharani is she herself, her very form, her rupam, her sweet form is the essence of Karuna. She's the essence of sweetly effulgent radiance, which is the essence of her selfless compassion. So her radiance, her sweet radiance is made of compassion. That's her prabhav, that's her tej, is compassion. And she, Radharani, is the essence of loving amorous sports, Rati Kaili Vilasa Sari, which is the essence of divine cleverness. These two are kind of combined. There's listed as two different essences, two different qualities. She by Dugdha Sara, and we explained that. Then we combine that with Rati Kaili Vilasa Sari. She's essence of loving amorous sports, which is the essence of divine cleverness. In other words, if there's love sports, but there's no cleverness, no cunning, it's all just patent and mechanical, it's not very, very pleasing or satisfying to either parties. But when the lover is cunning and clever, then it mystifies and attracts the heart and mind of the beloved. So Radharani, she moves and acts and speaks in such a way. That's why it says she's by Dugdha Kala, she's very expert in the art of pulling back, pulling the edge of her cloth. Krishna approaches her and lifts her chunari and pulls it and turns. So all these special arts that she does of taking her cloth, pulling. Krishna grabs her cloth and she tries to run away from the kunj, showing unfavorable mood. Then Krishna grabs her and then she turns and looks at him, you know, from the corner of her eyes. And that expression she gives him is very cunning and she's expert at that. She's the essence of cunningness. An ordinary gopi would just run away and turn around and say, hey, let go or something. But she just turns and doesn't say anything, just looks. And that look says everything. And that's why Dugdhi Radha captures and mystifies Krishna with every move and meditation of her form. So she's the essence of loving amorous sports, Rati Kaili Vilasa Sari. And then there's a prayer, of course we haven't gone to that point yet, but the last line is Radha Bide Mama Mana Kila Sarasare. My mind always dwells within the quintessence of all essences known as Radha. This, of course, this whole verse 26 spoken by Srila Prabhupada the Saraswati. It's in his Sadaka Vesh, Sadaka Rup, and he's addressing, speaking about the position of his mind and kind of trying to direct our minds. Where is our mind dwelling? That's a good question. But he's given us something to put our, to put in our mind, fill our minds up with the Guna Mahima of Radharani. And there's so many verses about her qualities that we're hearing and all different aspects, how her qualities are the essence of Lavanya and Rasa and happiness and compassion and sweetness and beauty and cleverness and cunningness and intimacy and loving pastimes. And the essence and the essence and the essence of all of that. And Radha Abhide, what is her name? Abhide is Radha. This is Radha. The greatest worshipper of Krishna, beauty, ras, bliss, compassion, sweet form, cleverness, and erotic play. She's the essence of that, the essence of the essence. Sara, 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 Sara means essence of the essence, means quintessence. Sara, Sara, Radha Ki. It says Manokila, it says my mind, my Akila means my complete mind. Mama Manokila. Mama Manokila. Now we can say, well, maybe one half of 1% of my mind dwells in the sweet qualities of Radharani, the Madhura Guna of Radharani, and the other 99% of my mind dwells like God knows where. I don't even know myself. Maybe he knows. He knows everything. But certainly we can formulate this prayer as our own prayer and pray to Saraswati Pad, that we may have a similar fixation of mind where Akila, Mama Mano Akila, that everything, all my thoughts, all my ideas and desires are focused and fixed on these sweet qualities of Radharani. The Vedas conclude that Krishna is the foundation of everything, and Govinda is the essence of everything, and Srimati Radhika is the essence of everything for Govinda. This is kind of like a Vrishabhananda Niki Jai. So the Vedas conclude Krishna, right? He's a foundation. Aham, everything comes from me. Govinda is the essence of everything. And Radhika is the essence of everything for Govinda. Let's pray like Saraswati Pad spoke in this verse, in full consciousness, in his sadhaka rup, glorifying Radharani's unique transcendental qualities. May we too pray sincerely that our minds may always be absorbed in Radha's beautiful divine qualities. Radha Abhide Mama Mana Akila Sara Sare. May my mind always dwell within the quintessence of all essences known as Radha. Radha Rani Ki Jai. Jai Jai Sri Radhe. Text 27 is also describing more qualities of Radharani. Now we heard how she's Sara, she's essence. Now we're going to hear how she's a jewel. So many jewel-like qualities. We heard about her quintessential qualities and essence of all essence. Now we're going to hear about the jewel-like qualities of Radharani. And she herself is like an unlimited diamond. The diamond itself has so many facets. Radharani is like an unlimited diamond with unlimited facets and unlimited gunas. Ananta guna Radharani ki. Yeah. This is verse 27 from Radharasura Nidhi. Chintamani pranamatam brajanagarinam judamani kulamanir bishabanu namna sashama kamavaras Shanti Manir Nikunja Busha Manir Ridai Samputta San Manir Na. The translation: may Sri Radhika, who is a Chintamani gem for the surrendered souls, the crown jewel of girls in Braj, the jewel of Maharaj Brishabhanu's dynasty, the jewel who pacifies Shyam's desires and a jewel who adorns the cottage in the play bower. May that Radhika be the real jewel in the jewel box of our hearts. That's a nice translation. I can have, see another translation also from our Guru Bhai. That's great. Chintamani pranamatam brajanagarinam chudhamani kulamanir rishabhano namna sashyama kama varashanti manir nikunja. Pusha manir ridaya samputa san manir na. Shrimati Radhika, she's a Chintamani jewel for her surrendered devotees. Shrimati Radhika is the crown jewel amongst all the damsels of Braj. Shrimati Radhika is the family jewel in a dynasty of Vrishabhanu. Shrimati Radhika is a cooling jewel to soothe the passions of Shyam. Shrimati Radhika is an ornamental jewel of the forest bower houses. Shrimati Radhika is the nicest radiant jewel within the jewel box of our hearts. Very wonderful. He's very poetic and very sweet-hearted devotee, no doubt. Jasrashuta ki is giving us his mercy by producing such a wonderful book. Long ago, produced it also. Well, let's examine these jewels. There's lots of, if you're into Sankhya, we have lots of numbers for you. We have, now there were six jewels, and how many quintessences were there? There were six quintessences and six jewels, and many numbers here. 25 qualities. So if you're in the counting game, you should count on Radharani. So this is the first one here that's mentioned. Of course, the title of this verse is Radhika's Six Jewel-like Qualities. This verse 27, we can title it Radhika's Six Jewel-like Qualities, Chintamani Gunam. Radhika's Six Jewel-like Qualities, brackets, Chintamani Gunam. Or we can say Shrimati Radhika dash like six kinds of jewels. So we would like to have such jewels in our mind and heart. We like our hearts and minds to be decorated with these jewel-like qualities. Now our hearts and mind are decorated with stool. I wouldn't say decorated, I would just say full of. Isn't that something to decorate yourself with? I don't think anybody will willfully decorate their minds with stool and filth and dirt and scum and junk. But somehow we've collected a lot of those things in the cesspools of our mind. It's a very dark place, but jewels are very brilliant by nature, very valuable. So we'd like to transform our mind from a stool pit into a Chintamani kosh, into a treasure house of gems, full of the Nam Rup Guna Leela Radha and Krishna Yuga. Radha Govinda Yuga Ki. The first quality is mentioned is Chintamani Pranamatam. So he's starting with us in his prayer. Well, let's say not us, but let's say that the would-be us or the wannabe us. The Pranamatam. Pranamatam means the surrendered soul. Pranamatam. Radharani is, she's the thought jewel, Chintamani. She's the very jewel within the minds and hearts of the surrendered souls. So this, of course, is autobiographical. Prabodhananda Saraswati, he is that surrendered soul, that Tunga Vidya Sakhi, that eternal servant of Radharani. he's saying, I'm like this. I'm Chintamani Pranamatam. If Radharani is the Chintamani for me, I'm surrendered. What about you? Is she the Chintamani gem for the reader of my book? And we say, well, the thing is, no. I wish it was, and I hope by your mercy, Prabhupada Saraswati, that some kind of, at least some rhinestones will drop into my mind, and eventually I can increase the value of those rhinestones and get the Chintamani that you're offering me by your causeless mercy, your Vaishnava Kripa. So Srimati Radharani is a thought gem, a Chintamani jewel for her surrendered devotees. So this Chintamani gem is also called a Prema Chintamani. She is that Prema Chintamani who fulfills the soul desire of surrendered devotees to attain Krishna Prema. Because Chintamani, money means jewel, and Chinta means thoughts. Mind, Chinta, mind, thoughts, ideas, desires. So she's a Prema Chintamani. Chintamani, when we say Radharani to Chintamani, okay, Chintamani, what is the specific thing that she fulfills for the surrendered souls? And what is the only desire a surrendered soul has? If you are surrendered, then you have one desire. If you're not surrendered, you have many desires, as we all know well. And Krishna tells us our plot in the Bhagavad Gita, our plight, rather. Vyavasayatmika, what is it? Vyavasayatmika buddhir. Ekeha kuru nandanan. We have many shakas, many branches, many branch desires within our mind. One mind with many, many desires. But by Radharani is that Prema Chintamani. She's that Chintamani or Chintamani. She fulfills the one and only desire of surrendered devotees, because that's the meaning of it. What is it? We want to know, what is it? Surrendered? Are you surrendered, Prabhu? Yeah, I'm really surrendered. Really? Do you have any desires? Oh yeah, millions. Well, when we have one desire, when our sole desire is to love Krishna and love Radharani and serve their lotus feet, then we can say, I think I've become a surrendered devotee. I think I've finally reached the point of true surrender. So Radharani is that Chintamani Pranamatam. Chintamani Pranamatam. She is that Prema Chintamani. She is that, she fulfills that desire of the surrendered devotee to attain Krishna Prema and her eternal loving service. Radhika Nitya Seva. Chintamani means thought gem. So another meaning of this Chintamani is that Srimati Radhika, she always plays in the mind. This Chinta means mind. She always plays in the mind of surrendered devotees who are forever aspiring for her mercy and compassion. When a devotee becomes intensely absorbed in remembering Radhika's sweeter than sweet name, form, qualities, and pastimes, then that Chintamani jewel, Chintamani gem, Srimati Radhika, fulfills the devotee's desires and gives her darshan within our hearts and outside as well. So this is the fullest experience of that Chintamani, that jewel-like quality of Radharani, Chintamani Pranamatam. This is one of Radharani's glorious qualities, divine attributes. Guna Mahima, Radhika Guna Mahima. She's a gem for surrendered souls. That's one of her qualities. She moves into the mind of surrendered souls and becomes the thought gem, the Prema Chintamani, for someone who's always absorbed in glorifying Radharani's name and her qualities and meditating on her form and serving her as well. And she fulfills her desires. What is the desire of every genuine devotee? Is to love Krishna, love Radha and Krishna, to serve them, and also to see them. There's no sensible devotee that would not want to have darshan of his Ishtadev, Radha and Krishna. If you love someone, certainly you want to see them. You like to hear about them and talk about them, but you would really like to see them. That's an all-compelling unexpressed desire which motivates the devotee to act in such a way that they want to reveal themselves, to become so surrendered and so pure that, as Bhaktisiddhanta said, don't try to see the Lord, act in such a way that He will see you. Well, that means trying to see the Lord. That's a funny phrase. Don't try to see the Lord, act in such a way by which the Lord will come to see you. But acting in such a way means performing or trying to perform devotional service purely. And when we perform devotional service purely in bhav and prem, then these spurtis and sakshat darshan may come our way when the Lord is pleased. So in one sense, we do have to act to... Don't try to see the Lord. We do have to try to see the Lord by acting properly and purely in devotional service. Chintamani pranatam radha ki jai. So that we'll stop there today. We'll continue tomorrow. Chintamani radharani ki jai. Jai jai Shri Radhe.